Django was touring Britain with Crapelli in 1939 when German bombs began falling on London. Django rushed back to France. He and Crapelli were not to play together again for the next 6 years.
Delaunay calls him a peureux, a scaredy cat. With the first hint of trouble, the first wail of the air raid warning, he dashed to the shelter as fast as possible. Women and children last. Yet there was no reproach, not even a hint of accusation of cowardice from Delaunay. It was just a quirk, like showing up late or not showing up at all. When Django had his photos taken with a Luftwaffe officer, or played with or for the Germans, there was never a question of collaboration. He was exempt from the rules somehow. The Americans had gone home. Competition was light. Just about any European jazz man who could blow a chorus of the blues had all the work he could handle. A relatively obscure cult hero before the war, Django became a megastar overnight. People whistled Nuage on the street, and his name was on the walls of Paris. He was as well known as Maurice Chevalier, says Delaunay. There were no more American films, no touring American stars of stage, screen, and radio, no more American jazzmen.